at the blank page before you open up the dirty window.
I love that you've gone high and I've taken the
words that you cannot find, reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in.
You look like you're really trying.
And this is what I do at karaoke.
It's hurting my heart a little bit.
Okay. Look, I'm putting in my best effort because I'm so excited because we'll get to it in a second. But welcome to Vodka, Sofa and Lies.
Yeah.
I'm Dan Morrison.
My name's Lisa Hamilton. Thanks for joining us again.
The Hills is back.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I have been waiting for this with bated breath for a long time now.
When was the last episode, like 2009?
Sure.
Yeah. It has been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We've obviously known about this reboot series coming for quite some time.
Yep.
LC's not there.
Yeah.
A little bit sad.
Well, was a little bit sad originally, but do you know what? I don't care.
No. I'm going to be fully honest.
Okay.
I was on edge.
Oh, about what it was going to be like. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
No. I was the same as well. Because we heard about it for so long and it was taking so long to get to us.
Yes.
I was like, a bit worried here.
And it was really shrouded in secrecy.
Yes.
Not a lot of teasing about what was going to be in the show. So, like, I was firmly on edge because you idolized these characters.
To an extent. Yeah, absolutely.
And hated them a little bit.
Yeah.
And then there was this looming element of it could potentially be really sad to check back in on them. And it was.
It was, yeah, yeah. We're not going to deny that. It definitely was a little sad.
But in a comforting way.
Yeah.
Like, these people also don't have their shit together, but they're still quite good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, their faces have changed a little bit.
But do you know what? Some for the better, I would say. Audrina, looking the best she's ever looked.
Yeah. Well,
easily.
Yeah, she's the glow up.
Mm-hmm.
We do have to chat about that.
Okay.
She's gotten rid of her Australian husband who physically abused her.
And I'm happy for that.
And I do carry a little bit of the guilt.
Sorry?
Because he's Australian.
Oh, yes, as we all do, carry the guilt. Yeah.
It's the Australian toxic, like, male aggression, the guilt that we all carry.
Yeah.
Happy that she's moved on.
Yeah.
Do want to check in and chat about Spencer, though.
Okay. What are your thoughts on Spencer?
Well, for me, the show wouldn't...
He's a bigger boy now.
Yeah, but I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he was very... Okay, so just to, like, really granular go into what happened in the episode, they check back in on what's happening with him and Heidi.
Spidey.
And they chat about how they went into exile. Because they became the most hated couple in America.
Yeah.
And the world.
Yeah. Dare I say they did that to themselves easily.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't get away unscathed by planning photo shoots on the beach.
But
with the paparazzi.
Some of those images are some of the best images I've ever seen in my life.
Kept me warm at night during some really dark times. But so they... A couple of things that I loved were the snapshots that they provided when they're in exile in Costa Rica, particularly a shot of Spencer cut as all hell.
Yeah, he was ripped.
Holding a bunch of Pomeranians. Like, why did the
dog? What an image.
Why did the dogs have to go into exile in Costa Rica? Like, surely Hollywood dogs can't survive.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, don't they have to sit in quarantine for a while like they do here? Maybe not in Costa Rica, actually.
I don't think they've got a Barnaby Joyce situation.
True. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Well, he got what was coming to him.
Yep.
If you don't let cute dogs in, you're going to have an affair and become
the problem
hated.
There was Johnny Depp.
Yeah. And all comes back to toxic masculinity.
There we go. Tied it back in there.
Yeah.
Well done to you.
Also got to shout out the wine pours.
Yeah, you were really loving the excessive pours they have.
Yeah. You know you've got potentially a drinking problem where you have to hold the stem of the wine glass.
Mm-hmm. Just to keep it stable.
Like a full fist around the stem. I respect that.
Yeah. You feel that?
that's my reality.
That's going to be your Friday.
Yeah, and I felt super connected to them. Were you happy to see them come back?
I didn't realise I would be happy to see them come back because I remember that towards the end there, they were disgusting.
Worst.
Like, that was, and I was so sick of Spencer at that point, like, him trying to, like, shove the crystals, like, into his forehead as he was, like, trying not to have a breakdown. I was like, I'm done with this. Like, that's enough. But I think having that break, having them go to Costa Rica, come back onto my TV screens, I welcome it.
Yeah. And the hummingbirds.
The amount of slow-mo shots throughout this entire episode, I thought I watched people put on makeup for the first hour of the show because of all that slow-mo, lip, eyes, all that going on. That was... It was tiring at the top.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you. Watching that opening package where they were just endlessly smudging out the eyes, I was like, leave it.
I've seen this shot.
The smoky eye, it smoked.
Yeah, it's there.
It smoked all the way out. Yeah, I get it. I get that there were some kind of painful moments like that. Mm-hmm. But it really did add to the overall. Like, it was tacky done in a good way.
Yeah, no, because even, like, saying that at the end of the episode where they're all arriving at the party and they all had a slow-mo entrance, I was like, I love this. Yeah. I love that tackiness that, like, Made in Chelsea gives me as well. Like, 100%. Just, like, the completely produced, like, entrances into venues or, like, the really dramatic drinks that they're ordering. Like, I'm so here for that, and I'm so glad that The Hills is bringing me that now as well.
And you know those slow-mo shots, like, it would have been 10 takes for each, at least. It 100%. Would have been a full night shoot.
Steph, hop back in the car, come out again. You did it wrong. Hop back in again, girl. Walk slower.
They would have had full catering, full dressing rooms.
Yeah, there was a set. There was a trailer just to the right of their cars where they could go in, get a freshen up, and then come back out just to get that scene.
We know too much about the...
inner workings.
The inner workings. I think it ruins shows for me.
Absolutely.
Is now a good time to tell you about the private messages that Spencer and I once upon a time wrote to each other?
I literally forgot this happened, but please go ahead. This great. I literally forgot this happened. I remember you posting it at the time, but please tell me more.
Okay, I forgot it happened too. So Spencer Pratt just started following me on Instagram one day, unprovoked.
Yeah.
Like, it came out of nowhere. I didn't like tag him in anything, and he just started following me.
That's a gift.
And so, yeah, of course. And so I obviously had to let everyone know that this had happened.
Yeah.
So
naturally.
Yeah, of course. Oh, sorry. I apologize. He started following me on Twitter, which isn't as meaningful.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you know, that's still fine.
Anyone gets a follow on Twitter, but like
I would love a follow on Twitter.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe he could.
It's basically just me saying I want people to punch me in the throat, so it's probably not great content for everyone.
Okay, guys, well, if that sounds like something that
if
you
that's
want...
for you, at Daniel Morrison with two A's, if you want to hear me scream into the ether about people punching me in the throat, then give me a follow. Sorry, back to you and Spencer.
So I put that on my Instagram stories. So I jumped over platform and said, "Whoa, hello, Spencer Pratt has just started following me," tagged him in that. Then he replied in my DMs with a that emoji.
An A-OK hand.
Yeah, the A-OK hand. And I wrote back to him. And you know when you kind of like look back onto some of your social media activity and you cringe?
Oh, yeah.
For me, this
is... I could look at yesterday's social media activity and cringe.
Yeah, I know you can. So I just said, I think I must have been going through something. So I asked him...
Aren't we all?
I asked him, like, if he can give me some top tips on being confident so I can share it with my followers. And, like, the heightened sense of self to say that I have followers when it's, like, just people that I work with and my parents. Mm-hmm. And
all the same.
And so I then, of course, screenshotted that conversation and posted it like I was really trying to milk this for all it was worth. And then he wrote back to me and said, "Sounds like homework. I hate homework. Ha, ha, ha." And I said, "No, think of it as passing on your spiritual knowledge to the world."
Oh,
the
good world, use of spirit there.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
I wanted to tap into the, you know, the crystals the crystal and whatnot. Side. And then I dropped a man doing yoga emoji, and we've not heard anything back. And that was...
Maybe you should pick up the conversation now that, you know, he's back in our world.
Yeah, maybe I will drop
just
by.
Just say appreciating your work.
Needless to say, season. I think I've I received an unfollow for that. But, you know, I took it. I saw an opportunity. I went for it. And did it pay off? No. But can I now say that I have had a private conversation, albeit online, with Spencer Pratt? Yeah.
You can.
That's good enough for me.
No, I'm proud of you. I like your hustle.
Yeah. I'll also save another time the private conversation I had with Courtney Love.
Okay.
And it's too much.
Okay, yeah, we'll bring that up for another time. Because there's like still more hills.
It's a lawsuit and everything.
I want to talk about a little man called Brody Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to be a villain? Because I can see this happening.
He doesn't want to be married.
No, that was very clear from the first episode. He emerges from a car that he slept in that night.
Not a great sign.
No.
And the eggs looked good, though, that he cooked.
Yeah. I didn't really clock that.
Well, I'm just trying to take one positive.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It feels very. I'm getting an overwhelming sense that he does not want to be married to Caitlyn Jenner.
He wants to be a boy. He wants to go out and party.
We do have a case of Peter Pan syndrome here.
Absolutely.
Classic tale. I do want him to talk more about the Kardashians, but I feel like I'm not going to get that.
No, I really want that as well.
Because remember,
I enjoyed the mention of Caitlyn and his wife. Being Caitlyn as well, that was...
How did you think that was handled? Because people are saying...
Well,
people are giving him shit for referring to Caitlyn Jenner, his father, with incorrect pronouns. So referred to Caitlyn Jenner as he.
Oh, I didn't clock that. I knew, like, Brody was saying dad, but I know also, like, and Kendall say dad still as well, and that's fine. But I didn't actually realise the pronouns thing was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that would make people upset. And maybe Caitlyn upset as well.
Yeah. But also, just to respond to that, I would say, like, he might also have an agreement with...
Yeah, exactly.
Caitlyn Jenner that he can refer to. Oh, my God, I'm getting I can see
your eyes, like, ticking over, being like, make sure you drop the right one.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that it was really funny the way that he dealt with it. And also, like, a little tinge of, I'm not sure why Caitlyn Jenner... The father, Caitlyn Jenner, had to choose that
the same name
of the girl that I was dating. Great. Yeah, I really enjoyed
that. It was a great troll from Caitlyn there.
And I'm glad that they addressed it.
Yeah. It was the elephant in the room that we all wanted to hear about.
Do you think, by the end of the season, he won't be married anymore?
Not the end of this season. Hopefully next, that's the storyline.
Oh, my God, so you're thinking that they're going to really push this out for, like,
the story arc. I think it's going to be, like, a tumultuous time and then we might get a breakup next season. They know to hold it. If they want another season out of this, they know to hold the divorce for next season. And Caitlyn has to insert herself as a character that she can still hang around without Brody's presence.
Yeah.
So that's why she needs to be friends with Audrina, hang out with everyone, and she can hang around on this show.
Do you know what I love? Like... As if I didn't already know what her, like, grand master plan was, but when she was having the chat to Audrina about wanting to get knocked up, and Audrina was like, you know, you really should think about it because Brody's going to be away on tour all the time, and so you really have to come to the understanding that you might have to raise this child alone a lot of the time. And she was like, yeah, I don't care. And I'm like, of course she doesn't care.
No.
Like, she just wants...
She wants Brody Jenner's kid.
Well, she wants that Brody Jenner money.
Yeah.
So once she gets a kid...
She can fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's locked in. And I respect that.
Mm. That's hustle.
She really didn't care to hide that at all. She was just like, straight up. This is what's happening. He can sleep in the car, but he'll also insert some sperm into me and then he'll go back to the car.
Talking about inserting sperm into me from Brody Jenner...
Mm.
He's a douchebag, but he still looks damn good, which is... conflicting when you're watching him as a piece of shit man talking that crap on a great television show, that he looks that good saying it.
Well, that just makes us sexually objectifying him all that much easier to do.
Yeah, true.
Like, if he's saying shitty things on TV, we now have permission to say how we would like to fuck him, what position, where, how would we like him to take us. So the floor
I think
is
I'm on board with you here. Yeah. It's allowed,
is yours.
You're saying. Also, talking on the same wavelength, Brendan Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Quick thoughts on this boy.
Okay, so.
Let's say, man.
Mixed reactions.
Okay.
From the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But me, it's a hard yes.
Yes, I'm here. Absolutely.
However, mm-hmm. If we are going to move forward with this relationship, mm-hmm. we do need to address the sparse facial hair.
I'm not a fan of sparse facial hair. If you cannot grow a beard that is full, yeah. you don't need it.
Yes.
Get rid of it.
And I think you can say that because you have a healthy situation going on mm-hmm. your face.
Yes, but that but then I feel bad for people that can't actually grow it everywhere and they want to. I get that feeling, but just don't.
No, don't feel bad.
Okay.
Because you don't have some things that other people have and they're not going to feel bad for you. So, like, be proud of your very healthy coverage.
Thanks for building me up there.
No worries. Yeah. Sometimes I do it.
It covers up the acne scars as well, which is great.
Oh, my gosh, amazing. Win-win. Yeah. I wish I could do that, but I don't think I would be.
You could sport a beard if you wanted to.
I don't think we're there in 2019 for me to rock that full lady beard.
We'll get there.
The upper lip certainly does need some tending to from time to time, though.
Doesn't it all? Don't we all? I really enjoyed seeing Pamela as well in her short appearance. She gave me life, in there.
May we talk about this?
Yeah.
So I like to call it the Pameo.
Wow. I know, I like that.
Yeah. So the Pameo was incredible. Notice how she never really looked anyone in the eye. Mm-hmm. Like, it was... She did a good job of covering herself. Like, you never really got a clear shot of her.
There was no, like, full, like, shot of the face at any
point. Which is what the people wanted.
Yeah.
And then there was one, and you got a full frontal, and you're like, bazinga.
Yeah.
There are those eyebrows. There they are. Those slinky little caterpillars that are just atrocious, which is... You know, the reason how you get those, mm-hmm. the way you get those, is back in the day, overplucking them to mm-hmm. hell and back, and then full growth never returns.
That's a shame.
It's like, you know, everyone's loving a bushy brow,
mm-hmm.
and she sadly...
is hanging on to whatever she's got there for dear life.
It's a pencil. Mm-hmm. It's a pencil line. Very thin.
Do you think she just draws on whatever's there, or do you think there's slight hairs still sitting there?
I don't think we're working with much at all.
Okay.
It's akin to the amount of facial hair he can grow on his chin. Yeah. We're talking about the same coverage on her eyebrows. And you know what? Maybe it's a family thing.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Maybe it's a genetic thing.
R.I.P. Pammy's eyebrows.
Yeah, but... Loved it. And so happy to hear that she has gotten over her Hep C.
Good for her.
Was it?
She's
Hep C?
Really living it up. Some kind of type of Hep, but that's great.
Yeah, which I didn't
I'm
know
proud
you
of
could
her.
You could get over Hep C.
No, I thought it was just like one of those things you had for life. Like when people say when you get herpes, you just have herpes forever.
Yeah, no, I think she got it from tattoo needles.
Oh god, okay.
And then she got over it. So we're just like
proud of her.
So happy that she's moved on from that. But it did prompt me to go jump on her socials. I was really happy to learn that she is active.
Oh, are they great?
This week, yes.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's off the back of, you know...
Her appearance
in the show, but she's not going through a good time right now. Let me just bring up her her Instagram because she's going through a breakup. It appears that she got... cheated on.
That's no good.
Wait.
I did see there was some Julian Assange in there.
Sorry?
Didn't she post a picture of Julian Assange the other day with a little quote?
Yeah, so she's, just to give you like an idea about her feed aesthetic, it's all black and white.
Mm-hmm. Love an artiste.
Exclusively photos of her from like 1990 to 2000 only.
The good old days.
Yeah, so she...
Do you ever watch her sitcom Stacked?
No.
Great. She worked in a bookshop.
Okay, so she's posted it 2 days ago. She's mm-hmm. Also important to note, liked by Spencer Pratt, mm-hmm. I can see here. So two days ago, she's posted a picture of her with a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's written, "It's hard to accept the last... brackets more than 2 years of my life has been a big lie. I was scammed, new line, led to believe, ... We were in..." Pointing backwards, "big love, ? I'm devastated to find out in the last few days, ? That he was living a double life, ? He used to joke about other players who had girlfriends down the street in apartments close to their wives, ? He called those men monsters, ? And it just, it really does go on.
And it I can't believe it does go on. That felt like it went on.
Yeah.
Wow. So she's just like, this is her whole story about their breakup there.
Yeah, and she's tagged him.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, it's we've got some...
I love, love when people air their dirty laundry all over social media. That's where I get my lifeblood from.
And it's classic mum moves on social media, like don't quite understand how to type, where you put the...
I love a full stop and a question mark.
Yeah. Like, are you done? Yeah. Is the question mark a new sentence?
Yeah.
Are we simply just sitting
out here? Are you up
there
in your thoughts after that sentence? Or do you want an answer to the sentence you just had? But the full stop implies you're done with that thought. But it's confusing me.
I think we should maybe take this to another episode and spend a full 40 minutes decoding
Pamela Anderson's
feed and what this means.
I love to dedicate my time to these worthy causes as we have previously.
Yeah, and we do that for the fans.
I think we'd be stupid to not spend some time talking about Miss Misha Barton coming on board.
Misha.
Is that your impression of Misha?
Sorry, and my voice did just break
at the end. Congratulations, puberty.
Yeah, she's got a low register.
Yeah. I actually really find her voice very soothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Maybe we could get a little ASMR going.
Yeah.
That could be her new venture. Yeah. It was nice to see her back on the screens. She was just kind of whelmed, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She didn't seem overly... chuffed to be there.
Yeah.
Didn't feel
she was just going through the motions, really.
She was just told to be at the beach to meet Steph Pratt.
Steph Pratt looking looking not like the previous Steph Pratt,
great. And I don't know if this is a thing that people say, but that face was looking snatched, as in...
I think people do say it. I haven't heard it out of your mouth before, but...
No, don't they say, like, your waist is snatched? Like, it's pulled in real tight?
Yeah.
So I'm taking that thinking to the face.
You're applying it to the face.
Yeah. It's like they've taken a sheet mask and pulled it really tight back over the existing skin under there, and it was painful. But she looks good.
She looks great.
She looks really
good. Love her work.
No shade, even though that was all shade.
Yeah, it was all shade. I miss her on Made in Chelsea as well. She made a great few season appearance on that.
Well, it sounds like she's going back.
Are you kidding?
Well, she's going back to London and she can't not be on a reality show. So I'm assuming she's going to
dip back
in. She
also cannot leave this show. Hopefully she just has like season here in LA for The Hills, goes back to Made in Chelsea while they're filming one of those seasons and just comes back.
Oh my God.
For The Hills, just like jumps in between the two series. I'd love that.
A summer here, a winter there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
imagine
I love that
if
for
that
her.
Was your job.
I would love it.
Yeah, I know you would. Yeah. So, Misha, she was on bath salts last time.
Last time you checked in on her.
Last time I checked in on her. So, do you remember when that video came out where she was, her neighbours filmed her and she was hanging over the fence?
Yes, I was going to say, wasn't she trying to get over a fence or something?
Yeah, but she was just kind of like talking to no one and... I've never been on bath salt before, but looking at her, that's what I think that it must be like.
Yeah. And does it make you want to join in or no?
No.
No. That's good. I'm happy we've got some standards here.
I know.
That's like really impressive. I'm proud of us.
I never thought I'd say no to anything that was bad for me, but here we go.
Yeah.
Here we are. But I one more thing. Her saying to Steph, I'm back in LA and I'm going to start taking meetings soon.
I want to know what these meetings are.
I don't think there are meetings.
Yeah, having said that, I haven't actually, even though this seems like it was filmed quite a while ago, I haven't heard of her.
Has
anything come of those meetings?
Yeah.
We will see.
Because, look.
The rest is still unwritten.
And may remain unwritten. But if you're a casting director or whatnot, Misha Barton's back in town, what's she up to? Oh, she's going to be on the reboot of The Hills. No shade, but like... I'm not going to sign her up to my TV show movie knowing that she's now on a reality series. Mm-hmm. The liability.
Yeah.
Let's see what these
meetings are. I can't wait for her and Perez Hilton to confront each other at the party.
Yes.
That's going to be good.
I forgot what a shady motherfucker he was.
Oh, he's disgusting.
And I lapped it up back in the day, but he was awful.
He's an awful human being. He is hated.
Yeah.
By many. Yeah, piece of shit. Whitney, who? I forgot you.
I'm so sorry. You literally just said her name and I ran through my brain real quick and I was like, what the fuck? Who? Yes, Whitney.
She appeared in like one scene and then she was gone again and nothing happened.
What she does for me is she's so stylish.
Mm. And so she looks great.
She looks so good. That's about it.
Yeah, and then also who didn't make the cut? Jason.
Oh, I've actually...
Poor Jason.
I feel really bad for Jason. He's firmly been cut out of any sort of promo material.
What happened was that Jason was in all, like from what we could see, all the promo shots and everything in the shoots. Yeah, Jason Waller. Waller? Is that how you say his last name?
Waller?
Yeah. LC's ex. And it was... We thought he was going to appear on the show and then... Basically, the moment we realised he wasn't really going to appear on the show is when the opening credits came out. Mm. And wasn't just to our surprise, it was to his surprise as well, because we could see on Instagram him commenting in the comment section about his non-appearance, which is the first he was finding out about it by the looks.
So do you think that that was just a case of people didn't really want to have a difficult conversation with him and they're like, he'll find out.
Yeah, he'll find out eventually. Yeah, no, so, I can understand that as well.
So they obviously filmed shit with him and they've just cut it out.
I think he's sitting next to Steph at her party next week. I think I saw the side of him, so he might just appear then, but I don't know if he's like, it just seems like he's not actually part of the cast now, so he might be around.
I feel bad.
I feel sad for him.
I feel sad for him because...
His wife was going off in the comments as well.
Yeah, but imagine being told that you're going to be in this reboot and then Frankie Delgado getting more airtime than you.
Nothing would pain me more than finding that out.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully Spencer and Heidi bring the crazy a little bit more. I'd like them to ramp it up.
Absolutely. And I'd also like you to continue your conversations with Spencer as well. Yeah. If you can re-engage, that'd be great for us.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes.
Thank you.
Okay, so I feel like we're back in 2006 or something.
Great time. Actually, no, not for me. That was teenage years. Kill me.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I just like went down a dark hole real quick.
I just said the year 2006 and he just started like clicking. The eyes started twitching. There's a Toy Story movie out. There's a Men in Black movie out. And we're talking about Big Brother again. For no reason other than it's... I don't know. I don't know why we're talking about it.
But we are. Here we are.
I know. I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
If that wasn't clear.
It was honestly, like, one of my favourite shows. And yes. I watched every damn episode.
Yes. So it, like, popped up on everyone's radar a couple of months back when pictures surfaced online.
Yeah, some YouTuber, didn't he, like, go into the, like, he walked through the house?
Yeah, well, like, I don't think it's that hard to get to. Obviously, it's in the Dreamworld compound. Yeah. And, you know... Security's pretty relaxed on the Gold Coast. You could probably, and it's in the hinterland a bit, so you could, I'm sure you could enter somehow. I don't think it's that hard. But he released these images of the house in a very dilapidated state. There's like graffiti everywhere. It's overgrown. It looks like a scene out of Chernobyl. Like
this is our Chernobyl.
Yeah. And honestly, it hurts just as much to see one of the great reality series and the legacy be turned into this barren wasteland.
Yeah,
it is really sad. I loved the show.
Same.
As a horned up little kid, I particularly liked the After Dark.
Adults only.
I
that was your first like look at like pain and. Titties and
were they allowed to show penis?
Yeah, I saw penis. Because I remember the last series before it went to Channel 10, there was this really disturbed, obviously before the whole turkey slap incident, that, you know, there was that last season where, like, they had Corey Worthington and stuff on it?
What? They had Corey Worthington? Oh, maybe.
Yeah, and it was, like, the old woman one, and that was, like, the last season that they did, and that was with Kyle and Jackie O, like, hosting the show, and it was, like, one of the worst seasons.
Oh, my God,
I remember
the old
watching
woman.
One of the adults only... once and one of the guys in there
was it like, the turkey slap?
No. Oh. So this was different to the turkey slap. There was a guy in the shower and he turned to the old woman who ended up winning the show and like helicoptered his dick in front of her. And I was like, you can't do that.
Or can you?
Well, he did. He stayed on the show for a while, but I was just like, and she was like, oh, none of that. Like,
but she wasn't that upset.
Who knows? No, don't say that.
She could have been upset. Wanted to have a crack.
Possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
I'm really weird talking about this because if she was, like, offended by it, I don't want to speak on her behalf.
Yeah, okay.
But no, she didn't, like, go complain to BB or anything.
Yeah, I think she liked it.
Where were we?
So the house, the dilapidated house, and then rumours started coming out that maybe the surfacing of these pictures means that Channel 10 or maybe someone else is going to bring the series back.
Please God, yes.
And everyone got really excited because yeah. I'd watch that. I think enough time has passed and you can bring this back. And, I mean, it's still doing well in America, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I just made that up.
The Celebrity Big Brother one does all right for, like, UK. Right. US, I'm pretty sure.
And then...
We don't have celebrities here, though, so... No. Unless we send Ricky Lee in.
Oh, my God, don't. Do we...
She would.
Do we want to talk about her
Do you
toe?
Want to quickly talk about it?
We weren't going to do this, it would be remiss of us not to update you.
Oh, my God, sorry, I'm getting...
He's getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So this week Ricky Lee shared an image of her toe and it's fucked up. So something's happened. I don't know if it has been during the rehearsals for her A Star Is Born tour, which, yeah, it's still happening.
Yeah. She's still going around to sold-out shows. It's really... It's troublesome.
We still haven't grappled with the price of the tickets for her show and if we are indeed going to fork out the cash for it.
I just don't think. It's like $80. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, so...
For, like, bad seats.
Okay, so the toe is... I'm looking at it right now and I feel violently ill.
Yeah, no, okay, so I need... To say this to you, one of the worst things, I think, on the human body are feet.
Oh, you're not a foot fetish toe kind of guy.
I am definitely not a foot fetish guy. If anyone gets anywhere near my feet, I'm like, get away.
Really?
Get away. Yeah, absolutely. It really makes me ill. And the fact that I then had to see this is no good.
It's upsetting.
No
good. Do you want to see it again?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so just it's like the top half of the toe is gone.
Toenail.
Sorry, toenail, not the toe. The toe is still intact.
It's chopped off.
It's the toenail, and then we've got some sort of halfway down, sliced across some sort of like a white piece of bone growing out on top. Like it's not the right colour. It's not the right colour for anything.
No.
Like nothing should be this colour. Actually, you know what it looks like. You know when you... You know when you're just, like, talking to someone and then your body just, like, coughs up one of those little stones?
A stone. What? Are you a mime? Like, why are you coughing up stones?
No, don't.
What do you mean?
No,
you cough up, like, phlegm. No, what do you mean a stone?
You know those little, like, what? Those little, like, cream balls that you, like, cough up?
What are you?
Has this not happened? No,
absolutely
to
not.
You?
I cough up like phlegm is a thing.
No, but it's like
why are you coughing? Are you vomiting?
No, no, no. It's like honestly, it's like the size of one, like a nerd. You know the lolly,
yeah.
A nerd. It's like it's the same size and consistency of that, and it's like and it's like cream in color, and it just like your body just like. Spits it back up and I research it and apparently what it is, it's like just like bits of your body like just like food or waste or something come together and if you pull it out and if you squeeze it and smell it, it's the worst smell you'll ever smell in your life.
The fact that you, when you were explaining that, said bits of your body before you clarified it was like food and waste, I thought you were literally saying like, oh, it's natural, you just cough up parts of your body and I'm just like, that is fucked.
Just like
and I was
going
to tell you to
lung.
Get to the doctor now. Things aren't right.
Well, okay. I did meet one girl in college who the same thing happened.
Okay.
And she was like a pretty normal, healthy person. Okay. So anyway,
preface it with normal.
That's the colour of her toe.
Okay.
We wish her all the best.
Yes, please. Healthy recovery, Ricky Lee.
Anyway, back to the Big Brother house. It got burnt down.
R.I.P.
Yeah. So during the week... Fuck. It's so funny, but it's not because obviously, like, the planet and smoke, and that's no good. It's not completely burnt down, but basically several teenagers are in custody for burning this motherfucker down. It's
an iconic building.
Yeah, it's like...
Although having said that, I was like, everyone was like, oh, well, I was like, the house changed every year. Like, the foundations were like...
No, not structurally. They just, like, dressed it differently.
Yeah, but I feel like it... They did a good enough job that I was like, oh, new house. You know what I mean?
No, I was like, I couldn't move past that. I was like, yeah, you've put new, like, bed sheets in, but I felt cheated.
But didn't you freak out, like, especially that last season, that they had, like, a pit in the middle of the pool?
What? I just want to let you know I didn't stay with it, the franchise, until the bitter end.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, so a guy from my school was in one of the series.
Yes, you told us this.
Have I already done this?
Yeah, Cherry. Yeah.
So we have to stay vigilant.
No, no, but I'm, like, glad I caught on to that, because we've been saying for weeks now that we're scared we're telling the same stories, and I actually picked up on something we have spoken about.
Is this a huge moment for us? Have we just remembered something?
We've remembered something.
What's going on?
Have we been not drinking as much?
I had a green juice this week.
Oh, shit, that's it. I can't say the same, but yeah. I think I had a salad or something at one point, or two salads in a row.
Yes, baby, get that omega-3 up.
There we go, remembering things. This is the moment.
This is new for us.
Wow, recalling things.
Look at me skip into the weekend with a new lease on life.
Watch us skip into the weekend and then fall the fuck over, because we'll make some dumb mistakes or we rot the brain again and lose all of this.
We are having a drink tonight.
That's what I literally meant. Like, we're literally going to undo all this good work and then watch us next week record an episode and, like, let's talk about The Hills and Big Brother.
And we'll be like, what's The Hills? Just remind me again. Hey, guys, forget everything we've just said.
Yep.
Please do not expect us to remember anything.
Yeah.
We'll move forward.
Good moment.
I think this is a good opportunity to dip back into some of our past cast favourites.
Yes.
You've got one.
I've got, well, I basically...
How do we word this?
Punky released a ranking of all previous seasons, which is, I have to say, quite contentious. I read it myself and went, this is no good. Order, no good.
Sorry to hear.
No. Someone who also had their qualms with it. Is that the right word? Qualms?
Sure.
I've been trying to read. and was none other than Tully Smith of season... God, it's right here. Season 6. The winner was Tim Dormer, if we remember the hair.
Ooh, Tim Dormer.
That mane. So if you remember Tully, she was the one that went into the house with a girlfriend and then was flirting with Drew that was in the house, which was a fine-looking man, if I may say so myself.
Don't remember.
Jesus. And then basically what happened was the girlfriend on the outside, while Tully was still in the house, basically said, we're broken up on social media after the flirting and everything like that.
Scandal.
Then one of my favourite moments, I would say, of the Big Brother series ever was after Tully had been eliminated, they had one of those challenges in the house. You know how every week they had to, like, do a challenge to, like, win rewards and stuff like that throughout the week. So this was, like, one of those freeze challenges where it was, like, if you hear a sound, you have to, like, freeze. Oh, and then whatever happens, you can't react to it.
Love it.
And then... Drew was still in the house and they sent Tully in while he was frozen in the backyard, and she went and walked up to him while he was frozen and kissed him and said, I'm single now, and then left.
Oh my
God. I just, that moment for me was like iconic, and I was like that.
Oh my God, I think I remember that.
Yeah, and it was just such a moment. I was like, fuck, I really did love that season because I think Tim was like a producer that was like living in the house. Like he knew how to like fuck with everyone and like... I don't know, like make good TV. Like he was like smart like that. So that was one of my favorite seasons. But
smart.
I think Tully thinks exactly the same because she was not happy with Punky and tweeted back at them when she saw the results of their list. And she said, number 6, are you having a laugh? As a super fan of the show, I strongly disagree.
Who's at number six?
Her season.
Oh, okay.
Out of how many seasons were there? Jesus Christ. 11.
Hmm.
Yeah. 11 seasons. So she wasn't happy with 6. One thing is, yes, you can still be a super fan, but when you're involved in the process, you kind of have to remove
yourself from the narrative because it looks embarrassing.
She then, after that, tweeted the actual art. She just replied to Punky, just in, like, you know, obviously the comment section. Then she's gone to tweet the actual article.
Oh, God.
And it's written above it, "This is absolute rubbish and we all know it. Number 6, so much hate. Eye roll emoji."
Why does she place so much importance with Punky and what appears to be a purely subjective listicle made by an intern?
An intern literally wrote this, who probably hasn't even seen half the seasons. Like, it don't matter.
Okay, so little story about her.
Okay.
When I was growing up...
I love how every time, I don't even know going into this shit half the time, I, like, say something, you're like, well, by the way.
Yeah. This isn't that interesting.
Okay.
But it's like, anyway, when I was growing
up... Can't wait for it, really, now.
Do you remember MySpace?
Yes.
Okay, so...
I remember, like, ranking my friends, depending on the relationship we're having at that moment. Like, you know, in that top 9 or top 10 or whatever you had. And then, like, moving people out when you'd had fights and stuff and then rearranging it.
A lot of arguments.
Oh, absolutely.
And drama. So I found her... So she grew up in Brisbane and she was a friend of a guy that I went to school with. Mm-hmm. And I think this is really the beginning of, like, stalker culture online, and she popped up on his page, and I clicked through. Just, you know how you'd go down like a rabbit hole,
100%.
And you'd find yourself on some your cousin's friend's teacher's son's, like, page.
Yes,
and you'd spend
it's a MySpace wormhole.
Huh? Yeah. So I ended up on hers, and she is the same age as me.
Okay.
And she, I think it was like year 11. And I just thought she was the coolest girl I had ever seen. She was like new outfit in every picture, going to all these parties. And it looked like she was so sophisticated. And so she then was like, I would check in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could.
Oh, she was someone you needed to follow up on.
I had to follow
all the cool
up on
shit she's doing.
So it was like the beginning of. Like, she truly is an influencer because I would check back in and be like, what did she wear this weekend? Like, what party did she go to? And I was truly obsessed with her.
Look at her having an effect before Big Brother.
I know. So then when she popped up on Big Brother, I was like, I felt like my dirty little secret was, like, I didn't know who to tell.
Yeah.
And I think this is the first time I'm publicly speaking about it.
And you're putting it out into the world.
And I've carried it with me for... near on 15 years.
You stalker.
Yeah, but it was like, it's not too different to how you follow someone on Instagram and you like their style.
No, that's absolutely
and their
fair.
Life, but like...
But back then it felt a bit more dirty than what we're all doing now in the open.
Yeah, it wasn't accepted. And then I was like, does she know? Should I tell? But this is me coming clean.
Yeah.
So I just kind of want to say...
In case you're listening, Tully.
In case you're listening, Tully, thanks for the outfit inspo. Mm. And I'm not ashamed anymore.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
I'm happy you felt comfortable to share that.
Yeah, me and my therapist have been working through it and I felt like now was the right time. Right.
And Tully, if you are listening...
Mm. Would you like to come on the show?
Yeah, would you love to come on the show and talk about your Big Brother experience because you are one of my favourite housemates.
That's nice.
I like people that stir shit up.
Yeah.
Like, I need the troublemakers. Because I can't be bothered watching a fucking boring season with all, like, nice people. I'm not here for that shit.
Yeah, you need a borderline personality disorder.
Yeah.
And bam.
Yeah.
Pop that in.
We would not do well in a Big Brother house.
I'd cry.
Mm.
I would just cry the whole time. I've obviously been watching Love Island UK religiously. We've spoken about this and there's been some recent drama and there's a little bit of like shouting and stuff and aggression. But then in the most recent episode, they kind of just chatted through the issues and sorted it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how has no one, like, cried? Like, I would be like, and you did this, and you... But they just kind of sorted it out and have moved on.
Are you trying to suggest some people have some kind of, like, emotional maturity about things?
Yes.
Oh,
yuck. Don't trust those people.
No.
You stay well away from those people. No.
I either, like, heated aggression or complete mess.
Yes.
Yeah.
and just float anywhere between those two extremes.
Yeah. That's not healthy, no?
And I think that really is what we say back to people when they say, why haven't you been more successful in your lives?
Yeah. And, like, when people ask me, why are you single? And I'm just like, because I'm a floater.
Yeah. But I feel comfortable here.
In this space?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
In this unstable emotional area.
Mm-hmm. And far be it for me. I was talking about this room, but yeah, sure.
But this room really is a metaphor for our emotions. Like,
looking around, it really is. It's a mess. It's a semi-organized mess.
It
but
is.
But a mess all the same.
It's organized chaos in here.
Thank you. Well, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Poetic in a way.
Inside the heads mm-hmm. and inside this space. Mm-hmm. And that really comes through in the podcast, I think you'll find.
Yeah. This body of work is. I've already forgotten the phrase. We're both doing Italian
nonna hands.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, Big Brother took a set. Wait, quickly, just on Big Brother.
Yes.
Before we kind of wrap this thing up.
Merlin?
Sure.
Is that what I mean?
No, I was just gonna.
Oh, you were gonna.
No,
tie
but
it
like,
all
do
up.
You want to speak on Merlin?
I just like appreciate that so much. That was mm-hmm. like that was great TV.
Yeah.
And what was he fighting for? Refugees.
Yeah, free the refugees.
Well, what a
I love that message stuck with you so well that he went out of his way to write on a sign, and you said, "What was the message about?"
Yeah, oh, I didn't care what the message was about. I was just here for the drama.
And we had. The lovely Gretel Colleen explained that moment to us in detail.
She did. She's a queen.
Isn't she?
Okay, well, I hope this does mean that they've burnt the house down because they're going to build it back up again for a new season.
I want Channel 10 telling us next week
that
Big Brother's
up.
Coming back. That's what I need in my life.
Me too. Okay, guys, well, I think we might have to leave it there.
Have to get to getting.
Yeah. We've got a lot of drinking to do.
Mm-hmm, as you do.
So we're going to...
Right, as we do, I guess.
So we're going to hit pause mm-hmm. for another week. I've certainly enjoyed myself.
Yeah, it's lovely being here.
Yeah, well...
Having been here.
Maybe next week we're going to kind of step it up a level, but can't promise anything.
Yeah. No, I think we will. Let's have high hopes for ourselves.
No, I disagree. Let's keep those expectations low.
Okay.
Good. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. I'm in love with you.
Bye.